This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
On May 13th, the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the Evers administration's Safer at Home order that was put in place to help stop the spread of the new coronavirus. So now, rather than issuing emergency orders, the State Department of Health Services has to go through a much longer emergency rulemaking process for any new statewide restrictions. It involves getting approval from a committee of state lawmakers and a number of other steps. And it's not particularly simple to explain. WPR Capital reporter Laurel White has written an in-depth article about the changes that's on our website, WPR.org. And she joined me to talk a little bit about the emergency rulemaking process, which is surprisingly similar to making regular laws.
It's very similar, I think, in a lot of ways, especially when you're kind of looking down at it from a 40,000-foot view. I mean, there are important differences in that it's not introduced by a lawmaker. It's introduced by a state department that wants to institute this policy. It doesn't have to pass, you know, two branches of government. It doesn't have to, two chambers of the state legislature, rather. It doesn't have to go through the state assembly and Senate. It just has to go through this one committee. But there is that public hearing process that we see with bills. There is approval by state lawmakers, which we obviously see with bills, and approval from the governor. So, really, I think it's safe to say, as kind of a general characterization, that we're moving from something that really didn't look like the lawmaking process at all related to kind of state regulations and COVID-19 to something that looks a lot more like the lawmaking process.
There are 9 steps, and they involve some back and forth between the governor and the legislature. How does this avoid the kind of gridlock we've seen between those two branches? I mean, it seems like things that need to be fast could get held up.
That's, I think, the million-dollar question as we're looking at this process. I think it's really important to note that the governor's administration actually has already tried to start the process of having a state emergency rule for COVID-19 and has backed out of the process because of some immediate opposition from the Republican lawmakers that they would need approval from at the very last step. So we're seeing that gridlock that's become pretty common and familiar to us in Wisconsin playing out in this process already. So we are really going to have to see bipartisan cooperation for an emergency rule to happen. And that's something that isn't looking incredibly promising right now.
So you've got the state, which, as you say, is potentially going to be held up in gridlock. But there's also the question of, can counties issue or emergency orders? Can municipalities issue orders? And if so, what takes precedence, the more local order or the state order?
What's happening right now with those local emergency orders that kind of stepped in some cases to take the place of the statewide order is that they're really in an important way up in the air a bit, because there have been legal challenges to those orders. People, parties trying to make the same argument that struck down the statewide order with these local orders. There's a federal case, a federal lawsuit moving through the court system, trying to strike those local orders down, saying, hey, they're trying to do this. This was something that the state wasn't able to do. Under the state Supreme Court decision, we don't think localities, whether it's, you know, a city or a county, should be able to do this either. So there's certainly a possibility that those local orders could be struck down, in which case we really would be seeing kind of a vacuum. And the only thing that would be able to replace them, it seems, are these emergency rules.
Laurel White is our Capitol reporter, and appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
You can read Laurel's story on our website. Go to WPR.org.